This morning, but let's get a kind of more in-depth look at what's going on with the weather to welcome our friend of the show, Simon Evans, to the programme. Morning, Simon.
Morning, John. Morning. Hello.
Good morning. How are you this morning, Simon?
I'm all right.
Yeah? Have you had a good week?
Yeah, I've been swimming. Otherwise, I've just been just getting my house a clean, basically.
So when you say you've been swimming, this is not just a quick kind of like dip in the swimming pool. This is like quite an epic swimming mission at the pool in the park. So tell us, what did you do at the pool in the park?
Well, what I did in the pool in the park basically is I got in the swimming pool and swam for about, I did about 106 lengths an hour, literally.
I love how you just say that. Yeah, 106 lengths. Yeah, just like that.
Just like that.
I mean, that's an achievement. How long did that take you?
I could have done 108 lengths, but I got a bit of cramp towards the end of my swimming session, so I had to slow down a bit.
I think we can. Yeah, I think we'll let you have that 106 lengths. That's, I don't think I could do that, or if I did, it would take me a while.
I was going to, sorry to interrupt, but I was going to mention something that links in with this.
Right.
I was watching a very interesting film last night on Netflix, all about Diana Nyad.
Okay.
She is a phenomenal woman because she attempted to cross from Cuba to the Key West in Florida, but it took her 5 attempts. She was 60 years of age when she started doing it, and by the time she hit 64, and she went through everything to do it. She was determined to do it. Even getting bitten by jelly eels a couple of times, and almost attacked by a shark.
Wow,
mate! And it's a true story.
Don't get me sharks in a pool in a park, hopefully, though, Simon. I mean, but though, how did you feel after you'd done that? I mean, swimming, it sort of makes you feel good, doesn't it? It's kind of that, gives you that feel good factor, I think.
Yeah, well, I felt like being in like speed forces with me towards the end. I was going really fast, and I literally felt this heat around me, like this heat, glowing heat, and it felt amazing. And I just kept going up and down, I kept going. I just had a good swimming time, and I couldn't believe I haven't done that for a while, that many lengths. I've lost weight as well. I've been on a bit of a secret diet, so I've lost about one stone and a half, which is
excellent. Good job.
It's always good. And we're talking actually this morning about those little wins, those things that are, those little wins from the life. And it's quite a big win for you, swimming all that length, because I know you've had some sort of issues with your legs, was it? So, this is...
It's Achilles heel. It's still not fully recovered, but it's going to get better with time. I just probably be better by April next year. It should take 6 to 12 months to fully recover, according to Google. I looked it on Google. So
Dr. Google,
I might be going skiing this Christmas, hopefully, fingers crossed. So it might be soon, but it might come sooner than later, but we'll see. But I'm working on it every day, twice a day.
And so swimming, of course, that's going to help with your recovery, isn't it? Because it kind of gives you that workout for every muscle in your body, and it's just a brilliant thing. I think this shows as well how important the pool in the park is, because we know that there's some plans to...
It does for people that have got injuries or overweight or whatever, and it's the only thing I can suggest people do.
Yeah.
And people that with just one leg or whatever, it just does you good. It's really good that swimming pool working. They should not shut it down.
Yeah.
I don't think they will, John, because a lot of swimming schools around here, a lot of schools locally around Surrey use it to do their swimming lessons for their kids.
Yeah.
So they're not going to shut it down, because it would be very unethical for the schools, because not all the schools have got swimming pools. Only a few of them have around Surrey locally, around working locally.
So they use it
to go around. They need to keep it open.
Exactly. Yes, and there's a campaign locally to say the pool, and we watch with interest, see what happens there. But the weather, I mean, it was really nice yesterday, wasn't it? It was quite warm, bit of sunshine.
Yeah, it was very, very pleasant yesterday, quite sunny. It was the sunniest day we've had for some time, basically. It was quite pleasant. I do agree with you there, John.
Brilliant. So is that going to continue? Are we going to continue in that sort of vein with the weather, or is it going to go a bit a bit kind of worse weather?
Going to go downhill for a minute. It's 20 to 48 hours. We have got a storm system coming in. It's not being named Storm Debbie, which I think it should be named Storm Debbie. They haven't named the Storm Debbie. But it's severe gale force winds tomorrow, because Woking turn locally, 43 miles per hour potentially inland and Woking locally tomorrow.
Okay, so get a bit of sunshine, we get excited, thinking, oh, it's lovely. Make the most of it when you see the sun, because you know that there's rubbish weather around the corner. But a bit cold as well. I know I've definitely had the heating on, watching my smart meter display, thinking, how much does that cost me?
Yeah, it is getting colder in the future. There is the chance in this month we could get a cold snap into December. Mm-hmm. Just sort of 3 days of December, the 4th of December, potentially, because working on locally, it's going to turn pretty cold. So make sure your heating's on, definitely.
Okay. I mean, we're what, however many weeks away from Christmas now? It's probably too early, 12th of November, just over a month away. I mean, what are the chances of a white Christmas, do we think, Simon?
50-50 at the moment, but it doesn't look very good, really, at the moment. It's not 100%. It's in the balance, but it's... I wouldn't say it's going to be a white Christmas. It's probably likely to be a wet one, but it's 50-50.
Okay.
But the thing is, the ETQBO keeps upsetting the computers, making it want to be a white Christmas, and then it just takes it away, says, it'd be mild and wet.
Okay.
It's probably likely to be a wet and mild Christmas, but there's still a 50% chance we could get a white Christmas at the moment, because we can turn locally.
Okay, we'll just go with that I'm dreaming of a wet Christmas thing, then. just take your umbrella for your Christmas day walk. Anyway, we'll stop talking about Christmas, because it's too early to do that. I know there's lots of Christmas adverts on the telly. I can't believe a Sainsbury's advert. I don't know if you watch much TV, Simon, or if you've seen the Sainsbury's advert. Rick Astley's in it, and he's popping up in the cheese aisle.
Are you joking, John?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Michael Bublé in the Asda advert, and then you've got the Boots advert of this kid that goes around the world, you know, on boats and planes to deliver a personalised present to Father Christmas in the North Pole, and it turns out to be a set of flight stockings. Which is like, okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go. You can enjoy all that in front of your TV as you try and keep warm. But obviously today, very special day. It's Remembrance Sunday. So why is that important to you, Simon?
Well, it's important to me because my great-great-auntie worked for British Aviation. My great-grandfather, he built biplanes and flew them in the end, and that was in the First War. My my grandfather, he drove petrol oil to the front lines in the D-Day landings for the tank drop, for the tankers. He took petrol to the front line. That was quite a dangerous job.
Mm.
And, yes, to me it's very important because my family fought, and I wouldn't be here if it hadn't done it. I probably would be here, but I'd probably be talking German to you, John, basically.
Yeah, this is, yes, I mean, if things turned out differently in the Second World War, you know, the world would be very different still today, I would imagine. So we've got a lot to be thankful for.
I might not be here because Hicker was a bit nasty to people that are disabled. He wasn't very nice to people that are disabled. So I probably wouldn't be here, but I don't know.
Well,
you know, well, it's one of the things, isn't it, history-wise.
But it is important, isn't it, to remember? So you'll be observing the 2 minute silence later and remembering, you know, your family members and paying your respects.
Yeah, I will be. I'll be watching on television at my house today.
Okay, we'll be observing 2 minute silence here on Radio Woking at 11 o'clock as well. And we've actually got some special thoughts from the guides in Horsell. They're going to get involved in a parade around the village and the war memorial later this morning. And we've got their thoughts on remembrance as well. So we'll play that later. But Simon, thank you so much for coming on and, you know, sharing, having a catch up, telling us about your swimming and about what's going to go on with the weather. And your YouTube channel is in full swing. What's happening on the YouTube channel at the moment?
We've got a video of live super amazing hungry squirrel, and we've got a live proof of heavy thundery shower, which the Met Office didn't predict a few days ago. And we've got a live very unique historical 2010 November to remember weather forecast, which is an interesting one to look at.
Yeah, check that out. And how do we find that on YouTube?
Simon A.G. Evans.
Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. Simon, have a good week, stay warm, and we'll catch up next Sunday.
Thank you very much, John. Cheers.
Thank you. Thanks, Simon. Bye, Simon. Simon Evans there. Simon A.G. Evans on YouTube. It's 9:32.